Carlos, getting set for the second game against the Diamondbacks, and I noticed, especially in the last just few weeks, that the lineup sometimes can be a little bit different looking. You have a very veteran group in there. How have they reacted to the fact that you've kind of mixed and matched when you've needed to with a lineup? And I know this game can be very routine and sometimes a little bit different.
Well, you know, having the conversations with them the night before and or even a couple of days in advance, you know, what you're thinking, when they potentially could be down. So, there's a lot that goes into it, but it's been great with this group. They're pretty flexible. Yeah, I've been saying I like consistency. But when you look at, we got six guys that they know they're going to be hitting on the top six spot in the order. Sometimes just depending on who you're facing, a righty, a lefty, and you're trying to balance and space those guys out as much as possible. From them, professionals, and they're willing to do whatever it takes to win games, and that's what we're here for, right? We put ourselves in a better position where every game now counts, every pitch, and for them is whatever you feel like is going to give us the best chance, we're all up for it, and that's a good feeling to have as a manager.
Is it almost a little overrated to want a perfect lineup? These are my nine guys every single day, 162 games, and I'm not going to change it. Is that a little overrated? Are you proving that?
Yeah, I mean, it's, when you look at lineups, you know, I don't think, we see it always with our team, but when you're looking at the other teams, we never get the same lineup from people, even with their best hitters. You know, we're looking at their lineup today. They got three lefties at the top. One guy was hitting eight yesterday. The other guy was hitting six. Now one is, first and second. So I think everyone in the league is doing it, and it comes down to managers doing their job and putting their teams in position when they feel they're going to have success, and that's all to it. But, yeah, when you got great hitters, yeah, you want to stack them up and put them on the top five, six, and we do have a lot of good hitters here.
You know, last night you knock out the starter in the fifth inning, and you're probably thinking, great, we're up, we're going to see a lot of their relievers, and then your buddy Jordan Montgomery goes out and cleans up innings for Torey Lovello. Was there part of you that went, last night because you only faced one reliever?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. You know, I'm like, yeah, we got to the starter, but money saved their bullpen. But look, we won the game, and here we are ready to face another good pitcher, Eduardo Rodriguez. They got a fresh bullpen, I like our lineup, and I like our chances.
Eduardo Rodriguez, you saw him a lot when he was pitching with Boston. What makes him so tough? Because the Mets saw it firsthand last year when he was in Detroit. It was virtually untouchable for about eight innings.
He's going to attack. He's not afraid to come in the zone, attack hitters. He's going to use the fastball, the cutter. He moved the ball around, especially like the cutter, the backdoor to righties, the front hip to righties. The changeup is always a good pitch. But I think what makes him good is he's going to attack, and he's going to stay on the attack. So we got to be ready to hit early and attack him.
And Luis Severino, I know we've talked about this all year, and he's actually mentioned a couple times that sleep and sleep recovery are a huge part of how he's done this year. He actually showed me the Whoop app that tracks the sleep. What have you found out about that? Has that interest you at all, like finding out about his sleep patterns that have made him better?
Not really. as long as he's feeling good. The one thing I worry, not worry, but I'm making sure that he's doing is like he's getting in the training room, he's getting in the weight room. And, it's important that he gets his rest and sleep and all that, but he's got to go in there, which he's done. The relationship that he's developed with the training staff here has been amazing. And that's the biggest thing when I'm talking to him, like, how are you feeling? How are you recovering? Make sure you get in there. Make sure you get in the weight room. And he's been great.
I guess you sleep like a baby. Thanks, Carlos.
Thank you.